So, Erich, was it difficult dictating God Speaks from Baba?
Taking the dictation.
Baba dictated.
Taking the
dictation. It was not difficult, but strenuous.
Strenuous?
Yeah. Because the thing is that we had to focus ourselves and all that. And it was naturally all praise to the Lord for His infinite patience with us.
How long did it take you to do it?
Many years.
Because
He wouldn't do it at a stretch. You know how Baba is all the time, playful and all that. Come on now, bring paper, but you can't take down notes now. And then you'll do, and after a while somebody comes and then He talks and chat with those folks. And days pass by. And then in the meantime, I had to just go over it again and try to put it in a proper shape in between. That's all. So yeah, must have taken some years.
And you also had to do your regular duties.
We didn't have a table or anything else, sort of paper, pad. Or anything. I had my little suitcase, a tin suitcase there. That was my table and writing.
Didn't you have a broken typewriter or something that you had to type on?
No.
You did it by hand. And that was without electricity.
Yeah, in the night. Don't remind me about it though.
Makes you tired just thinking about it.
But the best thing that he has dictated about God Speaks. You know, she's translating God Speaks in Russian? Mm. Who?
Allah.
Allah Akbar. So, the best of the God Speaks is the last chapter. Have you read something? Have you read the last chapter?
I believe so. I've read the discourses and a bunch of the other works, and I think I've read many parts of God Speaks.
The conclusion is beautiful.
I will look for that.
Huh?
I will look for that. Maybe back at the Pilgrim Center.
No, Divana.
She's so good.
Yes.
Absolute obedience.
Now, don't say that to her. How the head is and how the
swells the head. I know it does for me. Something like that.
So this is the conclusion of God's Speech. God cannot be explained. This is after.
After he's explaining God, and God states, you see,
God cannot be explained. For anyone who wants to know, it's part 10 and it's on page 202. God cannot be explained. He cannot be argued about. He cannot be theorized, nor can he be discussed and understood. God can only be lived. Nevertheless, all that is said here and explained about God to appease the intellectual convulsions of the mind of man still lacks many more words and further explanations, because the truth is that the reality must be realized and the divinity of God must be attained and lived. To understand the infinite, eternal reality is not the goal of individualized beings in the illusion of creation, because the reality can never be understood. It is to be realized by conscious experience. Therefore, the goal is to realize the reality and attain the I am God state in human form.
He described one day to us in sweet pleasure. Yeah, that is the conclusion, that's all. So he says, you know, what type of experience a person experiences from the moment he realizes the truth cannot be put into words, Baba says. But I am trying to put into words for your understanding, because the experiences that he is already that. All he loses sense, he loses the consciousness of time, space and everything. He never thinks that I was that, I did this, I did that. The moment he realizes the truth, he knows that he is there all the time. He is experiencing that, he is that all. So all that disappears. That's how it is. He doesn't say, oh, that's how it was. That is the next moment after realization. That I have been all the time that. But that doesn't occur, that I have been all the time that. It is that. To put in words, you can't put in words, but that's how it could be explained, Baba says.